From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories for this weekend at NJ1015.com. For the first time since 1982, New Jersey Transit train service has been halted because of a worker strike. More than 450 train engineers walked off the job just after midnight Friday after a contract deal could not be worked out. That means all train service suspended until further notice, impacting 350,000 daily commuters. They have limited options now. NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Calori says extra buses will be on the roads, but these extra buses can only handle 20% as many riders as trains do. Calori says the sticking point for NJ Transit is the Me Too clause, meaning what one union gets, another union will get too. He says giving all the unions the same deal will bankrupt the agency.
There was no way in which the structure that was proposed by the union could ever allow me to not invoke, or not me, the other unions from invoking the Me Too clause. That is basically where the dispute stands.
General Chairman of the BLET, Tom Haas, disputes Calori's statement about the Me Too clause, saying the union offered numerous ways to get around it. Both sides expected to return to the negotiating table. Check for the latest update on the New Jersey Transit strike at our website, NJ1015.com. The legal standoff between Newark Mayor Ross Baraka and the feds continues to heat up after the mayor was arrested outside the Delaney Hall ICE Detention Center last week. Baraka was applauded by supporters Thursday following a federal court hearing on a trespassing charge.
We cannot arrest people simply because they disagree with us. We cannot target people because their political views are separate from ours.
He says a security guard led him into the facility and that he calmly left when asked to exit, while acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Alina Haba says he ignored Homeland Security, stormed the building, and broke the law. Prosecutors are pushing for a trial this summer. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is looking to reduce the number of takeoffs and landings to 28 each per hour through June at Newark Airport. The goal is to figure out a temporary solution so the airport can run more smoothly and the feds can get going on long-term fixes like new fiber optic lines, updated computer systems, and the recruitment of more controllers. Duffy is suggesting incentives so controllers hold off on retiring, like giving them 20% of their bonus up front. And as if Newark Airport didn't have enough problems, now the New Jersey Health Department is warning about a possible measles exposure. A traveler with measles was at Newark Airport's Terminal B Monday between 12:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. Anyone who is there may be infected. They could develop symptoms as late as June 2nd. It's a good idea to call your doctor immediately. The last living American hostage held by Hamas in Gaza is now free. New Jersey native Edan Alexander is from Tenafly. Thousands gathered Monday to celebrate the news. Sue Gelsey heads his hometown Jewish Community Center.
They're a wonderful family, and they're great citizens of Tenafly. The entire town of Tenafly, the mayor is here, the lieutenant governor is here. People are rallying because this family was all of us.
His family flew to Tel Aviv to reunite with Edan. Alexander joined the Israel Defense Forces after graduating from high school in 2022. He was captured when Hamas attacked southern Israel on October 7, 2023. In a surprising move to many this week, President Trump endorsed former Assemblyman Jack Cettarelli for New Jersey's next governor. In a social media post on the Truth Social platform, Trump endorsed the 2021 GOP gubernatorial nominee, saying Jack Cettarelli is a terrific America First candidate running to be the next governor of a state that I love, New Jersey. Cettarelli says he is truly humbled by the endorsement. His key rival, radio talk show host Bill Spadia, is not backing down, says he will continue to fight. Meantime, five Democrats vying to run for governor each believe they can make New Jersey more affordable and sustainable. During a one-hour NJ PBS sit-down debate this week, Congressman Josh Gottheimer, Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, and former State Senate President Steve Sweeney laid out their plans. The primary, June 10th. An 18-year-old victim says her mother and stepfather kept her captive and abused her for years in Gloucester Township. Camden County Prosecutor Grace McCauley says the abuse is believed to have started 7 years ago when the victim was taken out of school.
The victim stated that she was forced to live in a dog crate for approximately 1 year and let out only periodically. The victim also advised that she was later forced to live in a padlocked bathroom while being chained up.
NBC Philadelphia carried the news conference during which police detailed the charges filed against Brenda Spencer and Brandon Mosley, including kidnapping, aggravated assault, and child endangerment. Mosley also charged with aggravated sexual assault. As part of a landmark settlement, 3M will pay up to $450 million to compensate New Jersey residents for the harm done by PFAS to the state's drinking water. Attorney General Matt Plotkin says the payments will be made over the next 25 years.
We allege that 3M knew of the harms of PFAS, knew that it didn't break down, knew that it accumulated embedded in water and in soil and in bodies, and knew that it was harmful. And yet 3M continued to sell as much PFAS as it could.
PFAS, or forever chemicals, can last in the environment and the human body for thousands of years. They're linked to cancers, developmental delays in children, reproductive issues, and other health problems. Governor Murphy calling on New Jersey's electric utilities to come up with cost mitigation plans as rates are set to rise June 1st. The state's Board of Public Utilities approved double-digit increases in February for Atlantic City Electric, PSE&G, JCP&L, and Rockland Energy. Murphy is requiring the companies to offer rate deferments to lower usage months and other ways to stabilize bills. We may finally have an explanation for the New Jersey drone scare.
New internal documents from the TSA show many of the reported drone sightings over New Jersey really were commercial planes. For months, Biden and Trump White House officials said the drones were no danger to the public, but didn't give specifics. The newly released documents, obtained by Reason.com, show exact flight paths of planes in the most high-profile incidents, including the diversion of a medevac helicopter in late November and sightings over the Salem nuclear plant. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The deaths of a man and woman whose bodies were discovered after a house fire in Washington Township, Gloucester County, were the result of a murder-suicide, according to the prosecutor's office. After the explosion at a home on Tranquility Court Saturday, police found the body of a man with a gun next to him in the living room. The woman found dead in a bed with a gunshot wound to her head. The man brought his dog and a bag of dog food with cash inside to his ex-girlfriend's house and sent her an email telling her he was a terrible person. By the time she read it, he would not be alive, the ex said. Kids under 18 who want a job in New Jersey need to have working papers, and it used to be that they had to get the paperwork from their high school, then get signatures from the employer, their parents, and their doctor. But since 2023, a new, easier, more consolidated, and more coordinated process has been in place.
We've had 164,000-plus applications received. Almost 17,000 employers have registered. And quite frankly, of all the things we've done at the Department of Labor in my time here, this one that we get really high marks on from everybody involved, from parents, from employers, who this is a big burden lift for them.
State Labor Commissioner Robert Asaro Angelo says the easier working papers process, which only takes minutes to complete, can be found at myworkingpapers.nj.gov. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or nj1015.com and click on demand.